host, Alex Jones, Bob Fletcher, on record, Iran-Contra whistleblower, advisor to Congress. He's got some CIA stories I'll tell you in a minute about one of the top folks in the CIA and how he was able to pretty much start the militia movement to try to resist the globalists, and is one of the guys that helped hold it back about 10 years. We also got some other police officers like Tom and Marilyn we're going to get to. Now, I don't think that guy was a psyop, but he was repeating a psyop. See, a good psyop is put out and then other people put it out. When you say we have hope, we can restore things, but we've got to admit blah, 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 that, you know, the New World Order, the Federal Reserve. That's not a psyop. That's a patriot. Now, sometimes psyops come out. I've been doing this 17 years. Well, really 20, but 17 on air. And they'll, for about a year, never more than a year, put out decent info and then start infighting and putting out crazy talk. So, and I said Hal Turner was a Fed. Came out he was. I mean, that was obvious. Saying kill judges and go after me and all this stuff and I'm a Fed. And I'm like, that guy's a Fed. Anybody, there's people on air now that's, you know, call for attacking the Federal Reserve and stuff. Folks, if I said that, the police would be here in 1 hour. Okay. How did you deal, Bob, with provocateurs and people? And what's your take on that call you just heard? Where we're putting out, you know, the mother's milk info of liberty, Paul Revere, and the guy opens the window and says, you're a redcoat. And I'm like, why would I be telling you the redcoats are coming? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we had in a tremendous amount of situations like that. People that were always doing that and trying to say, I mean, they were always constantly saying, oh, that entire patriot movement, the entire militia movement, all those guys up at the very top. First off, the bad guy said that we were connected to the Nazis and every other crazy thing and racists and all that. And that was complete garbage, with the exception of a couple of yahoos who are always out there. In
sure,
society.
I mean, you were going up against Reagan and Iran-Contra. You're not, but listen, the point is, exactly, it isn't about that. It's about they're coming for our guns. What are we going to do? And the guy says, you're a DOD plant because you didn't serve in the military. I mean, what does that even mean?
Yeah, and we.
You know, people have gone and found my, went to Rockwall and went to Austin and got my yearbooks. They've gone and interviewed people I went to college with trying to prove I'm not who I say I am. People think I'm 50. I'm 38 years old. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we had an awful lot of that constantly. And the bottom line, in some cases, it simply is a disgruntled ex-serviceman, who, by the way, I am one. I'm disgruntled, but not on the wrong side of the fence or right side. The bottom line is we would get guys that felt that if, in fact, you are in the service, that you have no right to talk in terms of defending the Constitution, because you never raised your hand and swore to defend the Constitution. But what you have to point out, what I constantly pointed out to those guys when they would say that, I would say, hey, listen, the people that are the bad guys, the President of the United States that's taking us down the toilet, raised his hand to protect the Constitution. What are you talking about? That has no bearing with.
Bob, I've sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance to tyranny, as Thomas Jefferson did. I'm not swearing to the corrupt New World Order that hijacked my country. It's asinine. My deeds, and I'm not here to justify myself, but it's a total cop-out. I work sometimes 18 hours a day, and these people don't have a micron of discernment. If they don't know, I'm totally true blue. They do stuff like watch Police State 4 and see a thing where it says submit to tyranny, you know, with a New World Order badge. It's not subliminal. It's clearly on the screen. They go, that's a subliminal. Or he has a pyramid saying New World Order. That's subliminal. You can't see a subliminal with the naked eye. They use any excuse to cop out and say I'm bad. So let me just say it this way. And we're going to go to break, come back, get to more news and calls with Tom and others. Let's just say I'm horrible and bad. Now, let's move on. What are you going to do to stop copping out? Okay, you need to engage the New World Order, folks. We need to expose them. We need to get the word out. They're coming for our guns, okay? All right. Alex Jones, I'm the worst person on earth, okay? I'm not, but just whatever fantasy you got, okay, it's true. All right, now can we move on now? Okay, you're a bigger man. You're a better man. I'm a bad man. You're a good man. Now, ignore all that now. I'm bad. You're good. We got it. You're John Wayne. I'm crap. Now, let's move on against the globalists. They're the fight. They're coming down on us. Now is the time. 110%. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There's a video we did back in July, a special report. Troops ordered to kill Americans who do not turn in their guns. It's in the official manuals. It ties into all the gun confiscation training in the news that's going on and the announcements that most guns will be turned in under the Feinstein bill. States are moving in the same direction. And you're like, well, that'll cause a civil war. That's the plan. We got one more call from a police officer. I got saying he's a police officer, Tom in Maryland. And we'll get his take on all this. And we had Pastor Butch on earlier with the Lieutenant McCoy with the gun confiscation training they're going under with the ATF in North Carolina. That audio and video is up at InfoWars.com right now. But the troops ordered to kill Americans who do not turn in their guns. That video is posted in a new report with the latest info. Obama would call on military to disarm Americans during national emergency. And it's got all the proof. Army manuals provides blueprint for confiscating guns of, quote, rioters and dissidents. And the reeducation camp, FM3-39.40, how to process you and your family into the reeducation center, actually uses that term. Bob Flesher, congressional whistleblower, Iran-Contra, a businessman who was basically infiltrated, and they tried to use him for operations. He helped expose them. And then, of course, one of the modern founders of the militia to counter it is on with us, finishing up with a caller right now. Tom in Maryland, police officer, you say. What is your take on this? Have you gotten any training along this line?
Well, I thought I had 2 points that I thought would be germane and that you and your audience would be interested in. We went through a very similar time back in the early 90s when they were talking about doing an assault weapons ban.
That's what Bob was saying. Just to interrupt, Bob was saying that during a break, that, Alex, we can stop this. They did this in the early 90s. I want him to respond after you're done. I'm sorry. Just go ahead.
Sure, sure. Well, I suspect that probably as far as police officers are concerned, you'll end up with two groups like we did back in the early 90s. We had those who took their oath seriously and had a real problem with the thought that if a law were passed that would contradict our oath to uphold the Constitution, what would we do? Would we quit? Like the lieutenant was talking about earlier, would we try to stay on and work and do good from the inside? It was something that we really stressed about. Now, about half of the other officers didn't take their oath seriously, and they were beholden to the paycheck and said outright, many of them, well, we're just going to do what we need to do to keep a job. I need to put food on the table. It tells you right away, you know, who has honor and who doesn't. So as far as we were concerned, and of course we didn't know exactly what possible legislation would be, it turned out that with the ban, we didn't feel that it was something that we had to take drastic action on, but we had decided prior to it passing that if it was something that absolutely contradicted the Constitution, we were going to start before it even was passed into law with a heavy-duty letter-writing campaign and also the filing of lawsuits. I think that's...
Amen. We got to file lawsuits. We got to do banner hangs. I keep meaning to shoot a video. I'm going to do it today after the show for the Nightly News, where I get into solutions, but then there's so many. Let me ask you, officer, and then Bob Flesher, what do you think the number one solutions are? I think just get the word out. You know, the fact that the media isn't making a big deal out of this, they're making a big deal about the shooting, saying something's got to be done, but they're not telling people it's gun confiscation. I mean, that's the bill. And so I think number one, just get the word out that this is going to be a physical ban.
Thought that that would be one of the best ways, but we thought the very best way would be to take action in the form of filing lawsuits and writing letters. And they really go hand in hand, getting the word out and getting other people to realize that it's a serious issue, that it's not just another law.
And we're talking about civil rights lawsuits. We're talking about, and again, even if you don't win them, it gets people's attention when you sue them.
Makes them respond when you file legal action. And anyone can do it per se. You don't have to hire a lawyer. It only takes your time and your willingness to do what you know is right. And like I said, about 50%, maybe a little bit more of the officers really believed that it was the right thing to do and that it was a priority.
What's happening now? I mean, people you talk to, officers you talk to now, are they concerned about all this gun confiscation move?
Well, the officers that I talk to now are very concerned about the new generation, if you will, of police officers. We see things being done that we never would have done, that we probably would have been fired for. I don't know how they're developing their general orders or their standard operating procedures, whatever they're calling them now, but there's a lot of actions being taken and defended that we're just appalled at. There was a Marine killed. You can see video of raids taking place. You know, when we did a dynamic entry, it was just that. It was a dynamic entry, and the goal was that no one got hurt and that the warrant was properly served. You look at a lot of what's going on these days, and it's as though they're going in for a shooting match.
No, they want to kill somebody because that's manly.
And that's not at all what it's about. And in defense of the good officers, because we believe there's still a good number of good officers out there. I can't imagine how they're reconciling the old school, if you will, with this new generation.
Well, let me tell you, God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir, on the great points you've made. I have been around feds and people at gun shows and stuff, and they'll come right over and go, yeah, Jones, we, you know, what are you doing here? And they look like a guy out of a Hollywood movie who's a criminal. I mean, they're like obviously horrible scum. And you're like, what, you think you're intimidating me? I mean, they're gangsters. And it just gets my hackles up at so many levels that we are really a pathetic nation that we put up with this. And most police I see don't act like total thugs, but you see units of them, you know, where they're like all on roids and shaved heads and wearing black gloves and gooning at you. And I'm the type of person, when somebody looks at me like a goon, I mean, I'm not looking for trouble, and that just gets me like, whoa, you're trying to dominate me? I mean, they're such shameful people that it makes me want to climb up on top of them and show them, what a real man is, because it's fundamentally upsetting. Bob Fletcher, do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, the sickness of a goon, they're like little arrested kids,
Yeah, of course, you know, those are the guys that are selected internally and brought forward and run through the system. I'll call them the bad guys. Run through their system, put them forward and say, hey, this guy will fit in great for either doing undercover or doing psychological psych ops to scare the pudding out of some average citizen. You know, so they're put over here. They get a separate file, you know. They're moved and they say, hey, they call them up and bring them up and say, listen, Joe, we want to give you a raise, and we want to put you into our special ops over here, and it'll be exciting, and it'll be this, and it'll be
but
that.
But don't the globalist cowards know that with the average man, somebody acting intimidating towards them doesn't intimidate you?
Well, you know, the bottom line is if you can scare one guy, he's usually, whomever he is, you know, he's going to drag down another handful along with him, some of his friends or family, and, you know, and going to say, hey, we got to do this, we got to do that. When they do this martial law and they go to the first homes, the initial ones, where they kick in the doors and they say, bring out your guns. And the first guy that says, I'm not going to give you my gun, they're just going to shoot him in the doorway.
That's right.
And they're going to videotape it, and then they're going to show that on the news. And I got news, that's impressive to the five people that are watching in the neighborhood, and they're all going to have their guns out on the front porch by the next afternoon. And that's the kind of...
Yeah, but I predict 5 to 10% are going to go hunting. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, that's and that's literally part of it. Oh, what I wanted to mention, we talked about a while back, I had a very close friend that had been involved with the CIA going through several different presidential administrations. A very high-level person, highly respected. The very fact that, and by the way, it was a lady, and the fact that she was involved with several administrations in the intelligence community shows to what she was. And I asked her one time, because it was making me crazy. I was watching news in Los Angeles when I was living there for a while, and there was this huge a bomb scare situation, and it involved helicopters and the bomb squad and all kinds of stuff, and they were doing this live broadcast and everything. But then when I brought it up, I think on a television or a radio interview or something the next day or a couple of days later, nobody knew what I was talking about. And I said, they said it wasn't broadcast. They didn't see anything. They didn't know anything about it. And I said, this was in downtown Los Angeles with wires and bombs and stuff coming and hanging out of the door of this big truck and all this. And so I asked my friend in Washington, I said, how is it that United Press International, Associated Press, and all of the middle distribution for media, how is it that they obviously didn't even pass that through? And this was a point in time, you know, after the Oklahoma bombings and all that stuff and the Murrah building. The
internet wasn't big yet. She said Operation Mockingbird.
There was none. So, but the point was, she simply told me that for several years, progressively, the people that were doing the New World Order move on America had been placing totally prepaid employees at the highest level of management. These were the guys that would say, this story goes out to public, or this story just stays as a little local thing. And so they had totally implanted the control mechanism, and that was how they were able to keep stories from the West Coast, from the East Coast, and what have you, and maintain control.
And, of course, you separately learned about that, but that came out in the church hearings in the 70s about Operation Mockingbird. But,
right.
But now what are they going to do?
That was earlier, of course.
Sure. What are they going to do now, though? They don't control all the talk radio. I know they don't control me. They don't control the news sites. But still, I see stuff where it's a huge news story. You never see it on mainline news. That's why they want the internet kill switch and want to shut down radio with the fairness doctrine.
Right. And basically, this, I want to point this out to everybody that's listening also. When they do the martial law, there will be no more internet. You can kiss that goodbye.
That's the internet kill switch. They admit that.
That's right. And whether they've got it, in other words, whether they have the quote-unquote legal capability to do that, that will have nothing to do with it. It will be an executive order. That makes it legal. They're going to throw the switch, and we will no longer have our internet.
Even 3.5 years ago with the swine flu, you can pull this up, White House considered redirecting sites to CDC. It was in mainstream news. We can pull that up for people. They actually said, Bob, they looked at redirecting everything, the entire web or portions of it, to a government announcement about to protect yourself from the flu. So they admit they have, and notice a few months ago, Obama signed a cyber order, but told Congress they can't see it. I mean, that right there is a dictator.
It's unbelievable. It has grown and grown and grown. We warned people very specifically in the early 90s. People thought we were absolutely crazy. And by the way, there are still, I don't know how to even say this, there are weapons and things going on at a high level, an extraordinary high level of technology that we still don't have a good handle. In other words, we know they have lasers, we know they have microwaves, we know they have A, B, and C, and D, and we have pretty good exposés on some of that.
I remember people 5 years ago saying the new census would be to mark our front doors to fire missiles at us, and then a few years later they did the census, and they marked our doors, and then now they've admitted they are using the marking for drones, and they're going to use and are using predators and reapers in our skies, and they're going to launch 30,000 already paid for against us, and then police officers are confirming it. I mean, it is cuckoo, crazy takeover, because they hate us. They want to have their way with us, Bob.
Yeah, and it also becomes a bigger challenge. You know, it's I'll tell you what, the psyche of these people who are...
That's
totally
why I wanted
involved
to get you on. Let me stop you. Sure. You worked in and around Congress and were around the intelligence community and blew the whistle on this stuff. What is the psyche? Because they were bad 30 years ago, 20 years ago, but now it's just amazing.
They're nuts. Absolutely off of their rockers. I've met these guys. I had one general, you know, I was involved with a $24 million lawsuit filed by the Christic Institute, and that was right in the middle of the Iran-Contra stuff. Actually, was prior to, by about a year or so, the actual filings. And it was, and basically it was the Iran-Contra stuff, drugs, dope, murder, weapons, and all of that stuff, and all the exact people that later were dragged through the hearings, which didn't accomplish anything. But one of those generals, in reference to myself and other people that were involved with witnessing, he said, boy, if I was in Vietnam right now, I'd blow that. And then he used vulgarity that I won't even use, a three-letter vulgarity for describing myself and other witnesses. And those guys were in bed with Pablo Escobar and all the rest of
these
guys.
They're drug dealers. Now they run little kids, snuff films, and then they sit around and sit around and go, I'm a veteran. I fought in a war. I am the good guy. They actually think they're the good guy. We put cancer viruses in your vaccines because we're good. I mean, they're all, because the worst, most murderous ones are the ones that trough their way up to the head of the line.
Yeah, yeah. The problem is, so many of them start out. I think they start out okay. You know, it's that same old story. It doesn't help the end product. But they start out doing the thing right, et cetera. And next thing you know, it's money and drugs and power and the power control. This nutcase that came in and took over my business to use it as a covert front. He had several businesses. Took another guy for, excuse me, took another fellow for $13 million a couple of years after.
Yeah, that's the thing. Why? Because I've studied this in mainline declassification. They come in, they send it in a merger with a shipping company. Then they go, hey, by the way, we're CIA. Here come the generals. Here come the computers. We're going to use you as a front.
Absolutely.
And then they don't even pay you and say, we'll just kill you if you don't shut up. And then they, you know, they have their wives killed. They're just a bunch of psychopaths.
Well, that's what they did with me. And when I was at the high point of blowing the whistle after like a couple of years, where I actually was having phone calls on a regular basis from Senator John Kerry and other people at my work, because I still had to maintain, I still had to feed my family. I'm in there at 9 o'clock in the morning one day, and a guy drove his station wagon right through my sliding glass doors in Orlando, Florida, missed killing me only because the rear wheels of the wagon hung up on the curb right there with him.
Oh, yeah, that's their favorite way is with cars.
Yeah, it was just an accident. It was an accident. And a week prior to that, we'd run a guy off that was videotaping the property. What he was doing was videotaping the property ahead of this guy making his erroneous...
But I'm sure they'll be much nicer once they get our guns, Bob.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But they, when we talk about their psyche, this individual that took over my business... He was crazy, but he was successful at what he was doing for the government. He was supplying weapons and helicopters and aircraft all over the world for all of these variety of you know, like if he was still alive now, he'd be doing it for everything that's in the Mideast right now.
Syrian rebels.
Yes, all of it. All of that stuff. He would have been involved within Libya and all the rest of that because he was back then involved all over the world with this stuff. And he was such a loose cannon. You know, he carried his stuff like in a paper bag. He had like 6 or 8 or 10 passports, which, of course, is totally illegal for anybody except the CIA, different country names and people and all that stuff. Big boxes of money, had cash. You couldn't imagine the money that...
Believe me, I know. I have a, let's just say, great uncle. It's really a great cousin. But anyways, the whole story is he was an Army officer. And all he's told us was, he said, yeah, you know, I did all this stuff in covert operations. So then they bring me in. They go, well, here's your graduation in the CIA.
Yeah.
And it was dealing drugs and killing people in Chicago. And he said, he didn't tell us much more. The point is that then I know other people who have done, I mean, it's not like a big deal to work for CIA. It's like working for UPS, except they're running around killing people. I mean, it's a giant operation worldwide.
As soon as I filed with my lawyer, started to pursue what would have been just a standard legal thing, really a contractual thing, I couldn't forget it. I knew, what can I do against Uncle Sam? But I filed a standard legal action, started getting information with my lawyer to simply sue this guy to get the $250,000 he owed me, which back then was a lot of money. Okay, and I get a certification came from executive orders of the President of the United States. The information that we were pursuing was classified. He was talking about my toy factory. So he basically classified my toy factory with a big rubber stamp that said secret classified operation. No more information will be coming, and no court will handle your case. You know, you can't go any place if you got this. The CIA tells a local judge.
And what's incredible, Bob, is they now are going to fully gut the country and bring it all down and rob us like a third world nation. Bob Fletcher, investigations.com. Amazing. Look forward to having you back on very soon. They are trying to move on us right now, but if we get the word out like Bob did, we can back them off again.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to be clear about this again for listeners who just tuned in for the first time, listening on news stations all over the country. I know my broadcast has sounded radical over the years, and some people thought, man, that guy's crazy. Am I crazy now? No, the elites are out of control. Tyranny looks crazy to somebody that's not a tyrant. And so I understand why hearing me report on stuff before it all unfolded sounded crazy. But I was desperately trying to warn people to stop us from getting to this point. But I've always said that once the real tyranny starts unfolding, and Ron Paul has said this as well, that if we did our job and warned people, that once it happened, our credibility would go way up. And then we'd have a chance to beat them. But politics now is not like something that even if you're involved, that's at a distance and you talk with your buddies at the golf course or around the water cooler. Folks, it's time to drop everything and get really aggressive, or it's over. Okay, the globalists know that America was really starting to wake up to them. So what do you do if you're a slave master and your slave starts getting out of line? What does a pimp do America, it really is the story of a prostitute. This beautiful, healthy farm girl thinks she'll go to Hollywood and be a star. She gets there, works at McDonald's, can't get the star job she wants. And they ask her, do you want to be in pornography? And then pretty soon she's a prostitute. And by the way, that's how show business works, period. I've never even tried to be in movies, but have been offered a few times to be in some, you know, pretty big films by Tommy Pallotta and Richard Linklater. And so I didn't have that experience there. But then I got invited to go try out for some other movies. And some of the people associated with the films didn't even know that I was already an established radio talk show host and already, you know, on, I think, about 15 stations at the time. This had to be about 2000. And I was still pretty skinny then. It looked a lot more attractive than I do now. And they point blank at one of these casting studios asked me if I wanted to be in porn. And I was like, are you kidding? And that's just when you're at another meeting, people want you to be in a TV show, and then you're walking in the parking lot, and somebody next door goes, hey, come on over here. And it's a mainline system at that time associated with the city. And you walk in there, and there's all these people lined up trying to be stars, and right in front of you, they're asking women if they want to be in porn. And they're asking you if you want to be in porn. See, that's how ubiquitous this is, but I've already gone off into a porn analogy. I never told that story. That's how screwed up this is. And everybody wants to be a star because you're nobody if you're not a star. Let me tell you something. Once you've been in movies, been around movies, they're totally unhappy people. It's nothing. It's nothing to be Brad Pitt. It's nothing to be any of these people. There's nothing. This is life. This is what it is. What's rewarding is being truthful and honorable and having children and raising a family and being strong. The fame, the garbage, it means nothing. But they control people with it. But getting back to the analogy of America like a young farm girl from Kansas. Beautiful black hair, green eyes, just perfect complexion, perfect proportions. She goes to California because everybody told her she ought to be a movie star. She was so pretty. She was so smart. And that's just what she should do. 5 years later, she is a heroin addict and a $20 hooker that nobody even wants to have sex with. And then she's OD'd dead at the morgue. That's happened tens of thousands of times in the last 50 years in Los Angeles alone. If she would have gone out, had an economy, found a man, had a business, would have had children, would have had a life, would have been a grandmother, would have fully fulfilled her destiny of being a wholesome human, wrecked, destroyed by Hollywood. And you know how those pimps work. They tell the young women, well, we can get you in movies, but first you got to prove yourself. You got to go out and turn some tricks. You're going to have some sex with some people. Plus, you're going to like it. They got money and stuff. And so the 18-year-old woman, beautiful, unpilfered, might have lost their virginity. These women go out and they try to get into the nastiest forms of sex, try to make themselves like it so that they can then be in movies. It's like learning how to be a sword swallower or a fire blower or something. I'm telling you, folks, this is how it works. I'm not going to tell you any stories. I'm just going to tell you that's how it works. These women try to learn how to hurt their bodies, how to do things that they don't like, so they can be a star and make $2,000 per film having somebody tear their body open. And see, that's America. Once they get you on the plantation, once they get you as a sharecropper, once they get you on welfare, in the criminal justice system, once they get you under their control, under their socialist health care, now they can tell you, hey, we got to kill old people to pay for young people. How's that sound, young people? Yeah, kill people so I get a job. See, that's what collectivism's all about, being under people's control, where the state controls what movies are made, where the state controls what films are made. And with these evil people, because I've run into them and been around them in all state history, it's the enjoyment of hurting innocents. It's the enjoyment of having, like, cattle cars delivered to Hollywood, all the young, gorgeous women of America, and men now, pile off to walk in where seedy, hunchback, demonic men and women sit there and poke at them and prod at them and say, what are you going to do? And these stars are told, okay, clean my house and do this and that and literally sit here while I do horrible things to you. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm not even going to get into the ton of stuff they do. And the most evil, because they control the idea of being stars, a fiat nothing fraud, and they control the fiat Federal Reserve notes, they get the whole world on fake dreams and fake money. The whole world by these magicians, these fraudsters, these Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types. And the whole world is run by these people now. Mafia criminals, where the very worst rise to the top. You know, the film The Godfather is actually based on a composite of true stories. You know, Frank Sinatra, you name it, it's all in there. That's a true story. The Godfather is a true story. It's a composite, Mario Puzo's. And in it, it's the story of the old New York Godfather. They want to run all sorts of dirty stuff. Underage hookers, heroin. And he says, I'm not going to be part of it. So they shoot him. And then they get what they want. They get, and they say, well, all right, we'll just keep it in the black neighborhood. They're animals anyways. Let them lose their souls. And that's why those zones have been so destroyed, because they were picked as the red light district as a way to hurt those people. And the same thing has now been done to everybody. You know, when I was growing up, we wanted party beer. We had to drive into Dallas and go into the black neighborhood, and we can walk right into a liquor store. If you were 14 years old, driving with your 16-year-old buddy, walk right into the black liquor store, and they'd sell you alcohol, and cops would walk you, watch you walk right out of the liquor store with beer or vodka or whatever, because they were all getting paid off in Dallas, Texas. See, that's what crime's all about. They make things illegal so they can get a cut of it. And anybody that's lived in a crime-run city knows that. The naive people, mainly the churchgoers, who really think the world is what's going on in their little church, they are totally blind to this entire situation. But 100 times or more, I'd jump in the back of the pickup truck with my older buddies, and we'd drive into South Dallas. You could hear guns going off in the background quite a few times, and people try to mug you and everything else just to get beer so we could have a party and get the cheerleaders over. And we'd drive back to the rich neighborhood we lived in by the golf course, and everybody get drunk. But the point is that that's just 1/100th of the stuff that goes on out there. And corruption is acute. It's sick. It's horrible. Let me tell you what corruption is. It's a little family-owned restaurant where the organized crime comes in and says, I want you to hire this person for me here, and I want you to pay me 20% of all your profits, and my guy's going to make sure. And you got to sit there while their thug comes in a few hours a day and tells you what to do. And then the thug wants to have sex with your daughter. So the thug rapes your daughter one night in the parking lot, and you beat the brains out of the guy that did it, and the police come and arrest you and tell you that you're going to go to death row because you killed one of their guys. And see, they don't want you having a gun to protect yourself from them. And I'm going to get into the fiscal cliff and open the phones up and everything else, but you've got to understand how this works. And America was like a beautiful supermodel that looked like Wonder Woman. There's countries and ships, we call them women. Why the analogy fits. And now we're a zombie crack whore in the back of a flat with bed bugs feeding on us and cigarette burns and cuts all over us and almost all the hair is falling out, and she's got double black eyes and the pimp is running a needle up into her vein to give her an overdose and get rid of her. That's how they get rid of him. But see, we haven't quite got to that point. There's always a point where the hooker goes, I'm going back to Kansas. You know, she's 6 months into it. She's got diseases. She's had to have an abortion. She wants to get off the drugs. She wants to go home to mommy and daddy. And he walks in and he knocks her teeth out. She falls down, blood coming out. Takes out a coat hanger and starts beating her and beating her. Locks her up for a week in a closet. Don't cry, just like Milwaukee when the cops were there. Jeffrey Dahmer was authorized to do what he was doing. Nobody's coming to help you little kids, and nobody's coming to help you, lady. And they lock her up in there and half starve her to death, and he comes back and says, I'll give you some food, but don't you ever try to leave me again. And a year later, she's dead on a dirty mattress. And that's what they're going to do to America, just like they've done to Nigeria and Brazil. They're going to take us, and they're going to squeeze us out, and they're going to strangle America because they like it. They like watching that beauty go out of your eyes. They like putting fluoride in your water and mercury in your shots. When globalists walk into restaurants and see all the diseased-looking zombie little kids with the souls already sucked out of them, they love it. And they're going to do it to all of you. They're going to take their time real good on all of you unless you wake up and realize who they are. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you who they are. Because most people that know this stuff are cowards, and they decide to join the evil. They decide to serve this force because when you are smart enough to know about it, you learn about it, you go, well, I'm going to play ball. The only way to beat this is to not play ball with it. Now, let's take Illinois. Famous state. Millions of hardworking immigrants from Poland and Germany and Ireland and Scotland went there and Italy. And they took Chicago down with Prohibition, 10 years of the gangsters being able to make hundreds of millions of dollars a month. And that was, in those days, equivalent of billions a month. And they took it over, and it's been their town ever since. And we're on the radio there in Chicago. And when I open the phones up, I first want to give folks there a chance. They've taken all your guns in Chicago. Now they want to do it system-wide in Illinois. Now they want to do it system-wide in Illinois. And how's that working out for you? 500-plus murders last year and people getting mugged when three-, four-time felons are out there with guns. Nobody's going to stop the felons. The highest crime rates are where they take the guns. And now Illinois moves to outlaw modern firearms and criminalize owners. Illinois State President John Cullerton will reportedly introduce a draconian bill today, and now it's happened, in the Illinois legislature that will effectively ban all modern firearms, criminalize their owners, and subject their guns to confiscation by the Illinois State Police. They're not the Illinois State Police. They're the mafia enforcers. The proposed, the mafia's been running stuff for 80 years. They wear uniforms. The proposed outlawing of firearms was confirmed by the NRA's Illinois rep, according to Robert Farrago, writing for the Truth About Guns website. The move coincides with a federal effort by Dianne Feinstein to introduce legislation outlawing all semi-automatic firearms and imposing de facto confiscation. And the bill will also shut down gun ranges. It gets into that, and Kurt's adding more to this article right now at InfoWars.com, red link, red alert. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you shouldn't be into all the stuff that's corrupt out there, because they're gateways. When you watch porn, you're aiding them hurting all these innocent young women, where they try to make it look so glamorous. Most of those women end up dead or in prison. Look it up. When you aid this government, you're helping them run murder operations right now in Africa and Latin America, where they come into villages with helicopters and fire rockets. I just showed you the New York Times earlier. Rockets into their houses. Oh, you're not going to hear Angelina Jolie talk about how that's bad. She goes to those countries and calls for the invasions. Did you look her up? Do you know she's a devil worshiper? Talks about how much she loves death and the devil. Wears a blood amulet around her neck with blood in it. Take one look at that woman and tell you she wishes she was a vampire. Spiritually, she is. You notice all the mass shooters. Son of Sam, Ramirez, the Night Stalker. The last two shooters, New York with the fireman, Lanza, if you believe that story. All of them admitted devil worshipers. all of them devil worshipers. Devil worshipers are our problem. Devil worshipers. Let me explain something to you. Criminals, people that are forced into it because, oh, you relate to Clash, you're going to juvenile hall. Now they beat you up if you don't join the gang. That's just the muscle of the psychopaths. But the real kingpins, the real king rats, they need to be dealt with. Good men are there to stomp the guts out of the psychopaths politically. But if they start the physical fight with us, it's up to us to make sure they can't keep hurting innocent people. It's up to us to stand up against these people, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to break down for you who the enemy is so you know. Who's going to help those children? Who's going to help those women? Who's going to help all those people? I am. I'm standing up. What about you? I'm standing up for the kids that are aborting. We're winning that fight politically. We can win if we just get up on our legs, get up off our butts. We can win. We can save the innocents. But you got to go after the evil.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer.
By the way, the NRA is reporting, we've got links to it at InfoWars.com, that there's a good chance this total semi-auto gun ban, banning of shooting ranges, SWAT teaming of gun owners will pass the Illinois legislature. And then it'll take 5 years to beat it in court. Federal court, you know, just ruled, hey, you can't deny people the right to keep and bear arms. You can't deny them the right to concealed carry. And their answer is, oh, really? Really, Mac? You heard of Al Capone? We'll do whatever we want. These people are our slaves. They've all got bodyguards, the rest of it. Incredible article up at Infowars.com. And police all over the country, on record, have been training to confiscate firearms for a long time. There's another big article. Remember we did this 6 months ago, a video with Rob Dew, a special report, U.S. military training to kill Americans that don't turn in guns in their own army training manual. We have the latest on that up at Infowars.com. Obama would call on military to disarm Americans during national emergency. And we've got a police lieutenant talking about how they're training for the rollout of martial law. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. They tell the police this to gauge and watch you to see who says they won't go along with it. It's part of a profiling operation. But all over the United States, they're setting up, quote, gang checkpoints now, where they set up highway checkpoints, ransack your car, and take photos of your tattoos. That's in the Associated Press. I'm going to be getting to that. I mean, this is just, it's on. Homeland Security was set up for gun owners, veterans, conservatives. They're going to take America down. They're going to bring us into a depression. And you think 50 million on food stamps is bad? How about 100? How about 200 million? Even if you don't like the globalist, you're going to go to them on your knees because they're going to run your life. This is the mafia takeover of America. This is the breaking of America. And that's why they report Senate passes deal means higher taxes on 77% of households. And coming up the next hour, we have the clip of Obama pledging nobody under $250,000 a year would have a tax increase. Folks, he's raised more than 10 different taxes on people different ways. But see, as long as you get an Obama phone, it's okay. He'd never lie to you. Fiscal cliff deal, $1 in spending cuts for every 41 in tax increases. And of course, Paul Ryan voted for it. Romney's owned by the same bank. So's Paul Ryan. This is a plan. These people are in charge because they are globalist. And only fully waking up to it will save us. You tune into Mainline Conservative Talk Radio. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, the Democrats will get it going for our guns. You know, and Rand Paul's like, yeah, let them raise taxes. That means they'll lose the next election. The fix is in most areas, bud. There's election fraud. The Congress engages in insider trading publicly. The UN runs around lining up villagers, blowing their heads off to take their property. And nobody cares. Well, nobody's going to care about you, America. All these so-called men that, yeah, did you hear about the game? Yeah, you didn't do too well. And these guys like look at each other and go, ooh, you know a lot about football. You're really manly. Yeah, you're a real manly sport. You're going to have everything you've got taken. Let's go out to break with Dianne Feinstein, letting you know how it all works. Here she is saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to have your guns taken. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that.
And now she's got the votes, and Illinois can't wait to pistol whip every gun owner, literally. Knock your teeth out and teach you the mafia runs your life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.